Let's go into Deuteronomy 28. And we know this in the 28th chapter, it shall come to pass if you'll hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee upon high upon all nations of the earth, and all these blessings will come on you and overtake you. All right, Galatians chapter 3. Look at that second verse. This only would I learn of you, received ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Now, look at verse 6. Even as Abraham believed God or had faith in God, it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith the same are the children of Abraham, and the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached. The Scripture preached to Abraham. Well, the Scripture's preaching to us this morning. Foreseeing God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, this is the gospel, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faith with Abraham, for as many as under the works of the law are under the curse. Now there's where he brings up the curse. Cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law, the book of the curse of the law, in Deuteronomy. No man justified by the law in the sight of God, it's evident, for the just shall live by faith. The law is not of faith. Verse 13. Christ, the anointed one in his anointing, hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. Now, the cross reference there is Deuteronomy 21:23. And that finally came to pass, all that. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Glory to God. And you ask, I mean, you ask almost all Christians. I'm not talking, lovely people, healing, believing people, just, you know, tongue-talking, smiling people all the time. And just, you get strange answers. Just like you get strange answers when people get on an elevator and you say, come on, go to church with me. Some of them say, yeah, okay. And others say, huh? And you just walk up to some great believer and say, what are we redeemed from? Sin? My uncle? I mean, now, that's one of those questions at KCBC. I preached commencement there. And core values. And I said, all right, class, what are we redeemed from? The curse of the law! You need to know that. That means you're redeemed from sickness, disease, and poverty. You're redeemed from weakness. Say it. I'm redeemed. Let me give you a way to do it, and you can do it right now. How many of you came specifically to receive your healing today? Wonderful. All right. I'll demonstrate it like this. And this asthma just popped into my thinking at that moment. And when I was a young boy, I had asthma. And slept sitting up in the bed, wheezing all the time. So here's what you do. You would say, asthma is under the curse of the law. Since I am redeemed from the curse of the law, I no longer have asthma. I have healing. I'm redeemed from the curse of asthma. I'm redeemed from the curse of arthritis. Therefore, I no longer have it. Yeah, but Brother Copeland, don't start feeling your bones. The Word says you're redeemed from it. Amen. And the joy of the Lord. A merry heart does good like a medicine. And talking to Dr. Avery Jackson, neurosurgeon, knew he was going to be a brain surgeon from the time he was 5 years old. Raised in Keith Butler's church and learned the word of faith. And he is now on our board of directors. And he's talking about the fact that they have proven that. They will have laughing lessons. Very sick people. And they'll say, now come on. It may seem silly to you, but just do this, ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. You know, you can hardly do that without laughing. Oh, well, anyway. Ha, 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 ha. A merry heart does good like medicine. And he said people would begin to laugh and the pain would ease off and stop. And in many cases, they received their healing and just laughed their way out of it. Now, don't lose sight of that. Now, I'm not against medicine. There's some medicine that the after effects are, you know, isn't it something when they put on something on television, these people are all smiling, and they tell you what all it'll do to you. And they just keep on smiling. Ask your doctor for this, because, you know, it'll kill you in about a month. But isn't this wonderful? You know, and for a whole month, you won't sneeze. Oh, isn't this great? Isn't this wonderful? Well, for one thing, you know, you can be happy about it. Maybe that'll get a cold. But the joy of the Lord is your strength. And don't just take that out of context. Go back and look it up and read it, because they were grieving. They were grieving. And it's the discourse there. It is wonderful. And you come down to the fact that the joy of the Lord is your strength. Love. Joy. If you didn't go any further than that. Long suffering. And in the Classic Amplified, it's patience. Oh, do I have to be patient with it? No, that's not the word patience. You look it up. It's endurance. God endures us. But he loves us. So he's long-suffering. He's very patient. But he never changes. And it will eventually change us. The fruit of the Spirit. Just look it up in Galatians 5. Amen. It's born into your spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, faithfulness, kindness, and temperance. Or self-control. Against such there is no law. You walk in those things and the devil just can't get his hands on you. He doesn't have anything that'll work against it. He has no defense for that. Amen. So you start there, and then he's not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. The Spirit of God wrote all of that through the same man. You know why? He had to learn it. He was an impatient man, and he was fighting against this cult, but he said he did it ignorantly. He was Saul of Tarsus, and he became Paul the Apostle. Paul the Sent One. Glory to God. Now there's healing right now. Oh, glory to God. Just receive it. There's healing. I brought up asthma. Anybody in here that's suffered with asthma? Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're healed in the name of Jesus. You're healed right now. Come up here. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I'm going to, at the command of the Lord, I'm going to lay my hands on her. And Brenda, will you come help me, please? Now, we'll just, as I release my faith. In the invalid room, the first time I was in there, I walked in there and, oh, I never saw so many invalid people. I've never seen anything like that. But he said, you're going to do the praying, you're going to do the laying on of hands. Well, it frightened me. And I could feel all the color going out of my face. He said, don't touch them until you're ready to release your faith. So when I touch her, I'm going to release my faith. Amen. Now, I want you to put your hand right there. Thank you, Jesus. Smile. No, you're not sorry. Who said you were sorry?
I'm nervous.
Well, nervous is different than being sorry. You're not a sorry person. The Lord got on me for saying that. I used to say, you know, sorry. You see, you don't pass the sorrow around? Well, you read what the apostle said, sorrow not. We're not a people without hope. But you look that word up in the Greek, he said, grieve not. But anyway, yeah. Spirit of asthma. Spirit of Jesus. What's your name?
Andrea.
Mm-hmm. Bonita. The Spirit of Jesus now makes you whole. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Now take a deep breath. One more time. Now anybody that had your lungs injured by COVID, just take a deep breath. In Jesus' name. Andrea, when you go to bed at night, don't get to thinking I'm going to wheeze during the night. No. When you lie down there and say, my lungs are full of Jesus. He's the breath in my lungs.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
And Anyone suffering with arthritis? Well, I had a person come up and said, would you pray for my arthritis? I said, no. You won't? I said, no, I won't. Brother Copeland, why not? I said, let me ask you something. Does the scripture say that Jesus bore our sicknesses and carried our pain? Yes. Well, you said that's your arthritis. I'm not going to pray for any of the itis. Bursitis, arthritis. No. But I will pray for you. And I will rebuke that disease. Say, you're picky. Yes, I am. And the older I get, the pickier I get. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Is any of it in your... Were you one with the...
No, sir.
Well, who was? In your joints? None in here like that? Now open your eyes. Say, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ in me, my hope of glory. Heals me now of arthritis, pain of any kind, because I am redeemed from the curse of pain. Now rejoice and give him thanksgiving. Glory to God. Now, 2004, Sunday morning, after Southwest, I was so tired. And my shower, you walk in here, the shower head is here. There's a little bench over here. And so I walked in there. Oh, that had been a spiritual fight. That a lot of stuff happened. Anyway. And I took my washcloth and threw it at that bench. And I missed. And it went in the corner. I was just standing here. And I thought, oh, God. Oh. If I had done this. No, I didn't do that. I did that. The most horrible pain I had ever felt in my life. I fell in the floor. I screamed, Gloria. She came in there. I couldn't get out of the floor. I crawled out of that shower. And I began to speak the name. I crawled out. Dr. Weeder and his wife came over, both of them chiropractors, and they went to work on me. I was hurting. Oh, dear God. Oh, dear God, I was hurting. I was hurting so bad. While I was laying there in the floor, I made the decision I will never have surgery on my back. Yeah. But I will be pain-free. Yeah. It started right there. I will be pain-free. And went to work. Corresponding action. So I was supposed to go to Australia and then to Korea. I preached for a chaplain that had been assigned there. There's a good friend of mine. He wanted me to come speak to the troops there at the 38th parallel. Well, I called Dr. Colbert, and I told him what happened. He said, well, you need to come see me. And I said, well, now listen, I need to go to, I need to go there. And I don't want to do that first. He said, okay, if you want to wind up in a wheelchair, that'd be fine. I said, no, I believe I'll cancel that. That is the only meeting in the history of this ministry that was canceled for sickness, disease, or pain for any other reason. That's the only one. I had the flu so bad in Oklahoma City one time, I woke up with it and could hardly get out of bed. Went to bed fine, woke up with it the next morning. And I had a morning service. And I said, I woke up and I just went after the devil. But I said, Gloria, you're going to have to help me get dressed. And I said, I'm not going to trust you with a razor. And we were staying with a woman named Lavinia James, and she'd been healed of cancer and Brother Robert's meetings. And she was a widow woman. And so we were staying with her there in Oklahoma City. And I said, Lavinia, do you happen to have an electric shaver? Yes, I do. I said, well, Gloria, you use that. And I don't, you know, I set a new trend. I shave every day. But anyway, and she, Gloria shaved me with that electric shaver. They put me in the car and drove me to church. And I was feeling better. And so I got in the church and got up, stood at the pulpit, and the room started moving around. So I said, I will be back in just a moment. And the choir loft was right behind the platform in that church. I went back there, and like Jesse sings, me and the devil had a tussle, and I won. I deny that thing's right to stay in my body. Came back out there, caught a hold of that pulpit, and it kind of waved around a little bit. So I just preached healing like I'm preaching it now for nearly 2 hours. Wow. And by the time I got out of there, I was perfectly symptom-free and went right on with the meeting. Make the decision now. And I stand before you pain-free. If someone gives you a diagnosis that you're going to die, you make the decision at the diagnosis, not down the road. The thing will get so far ahead of you that you... Praise God. Make the decision right now. I'm healed. Well, I have news for you. You're supposed to prosper today and be in health. Today is your healing day. Today's the day you walk away from grief and sorrow. And there's enough power in this room, if you plug into it, to heal everybody in the room, all the dead in town.
You sow a seed, you have to be patient, you have to be willing to persevere, and you got to stay in faith. If you will not grow weary, then you will reap. You will reap.
2023 will be as exciting as it can be. It will be a time when you will say it and the devil will flee. All around you will begin to rise up like great mountains of victory. And you will stand strong and say, God is on my side in 2023 because he's blessing me.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Get real help for real life problems. Select a topic for answers straight from the Bible. Then believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply what you've heard and read to experience real change in your situation. Each step provides pages of articles, video teachings, topical scripture lists, and recorded prayers and confessions from the Copelands. KCM.org has made it simple to tap into God's wisdom for real help in your life. KCM.org meets you where you are.
One of God's names in the Old Testament is God your healer. If that's who he was then, you can be sure he's the same healer for you today.
I will take sickness from the midst of you. I will fulfill the number of your days.
Find out that God has much to say about your healing with Healing Promises, a book by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. This collection of scriptures on healing shares each Bible passage in four different translations to help you study the meaning of each verse and get it deep in your heart. Use Healing Promises as a guide to confess God's word over your life every day. Whether you need healing now or want to maintain strength and health all your days, the Word of God is your answer. Take it like medicine and see your faith grow. Meditate on God's healing promises and allow it to go to work. It brings life to your entire being, spirit, soul, and body. The same healing power you read about in the Bible is still available today. Request your free copy of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland's book, Healing Promises, available at kcm.org/TV special. Or when you call 800-600-7395. Take hold of God's healing promises for you and receive your healing. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Glory to God. Jesus has redeemed you from the curse of the law. That means everything in this world order, all the sickness, disease, poverty, inflation, worry, fear, it does not have the right to control you. Jesus paid the price for your freedom and raised you to be seated with Him in heavenly places. God has given you the promises of His Word by which you can live in this freedom every day. KCM is a free gift to help you keep the promises of healing on your mind and in your mouth. It's a book called Healing Promises by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. The Bible says that all the promises of God in Him are yes and amen. That includes His promise of healing to you. In this book, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have gathered all the healing scriptures for you in one place so that you can keep God's promise of healing before your eyes every day. And there's also four different translations of each of the healing scriptures in this book to help reinforce the absolute truth that God wants you healed and whole. To request your free book, or if you would like to download a copy of this book, go to kcm.org. If you need prayer for anything in your life, I encourage you to call our prayer line. KCM has licensed ministers on staff that are trained in the uncompromised Word of God, and they're ready to pray with you in faith, and they'll help you find the scriptures that cover your situation. Remember, God is always faithful to do whatever He's promised you. Thank you so much for joining us today. And until next time, this is Spencer Nordyke saying that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls KCM.org your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.